Welcome to the Fitness Tech Podcast, show number 36, recorded on June 30th, 2011. I am your host, Jim Collison, broadcasting live from sunny, really actually hot, very hot, Omaha, Nebraska.
100 degree day.
It's going to be a warm one. And we post this show each week right to theaverageguy.tv. Actually, you know, Jamie, we got a couple shows, and you know, I'm talking to you before I even introduce you, but that's okay. we got a couple shows out on theaverageguy.tv. I've been letting folks know, not just fitness tech that we do here, but we have a financial tech one I just recorded yesterday with Andrew Hunt. We talk about technology and financial matters. And then the Home Tech Podcast, which is about an hour and 15, 20 minutes that we do every week on all the latest technologies in your home and social networks and things in your cars and stuff like that. So those shows are available. If you want to contact the show, you can contact us here, podcast at theaverageguy.tv. I just actually got a listener to send me an email last night. I might read that a little bit later.
Sweet, thanks.
And you can find us on Facebook by searching for The Average Guy Network or follow me on Twitter. And that's a real easy. It's just Jay Collison. So, Jamie, you're here. Welcome to the Fitness Tech Podcast. Good to see you again.
Thank you. Great to see you, Jim.
Yeah, it's you know, we've kind of had a rough June. You know, we've kind of been in and out on the podcast.
Right.
I think we got one in last week, but we're back on track. And that's not, can't say that about my fitness yet. It's been a little rough to get back on track.
It's going to start on Saturday.
It is going to start on Saturday. Let's talk a little bit about that. So we've got a race coming up in your hometown,
right?
Tell me a little bit about what's going on this weekend.
So Dodge, Nebraska is holding their Q125 celebration.
Dodge, Nebraska. Yep. All of how many people are in Dodge, Nebraska?
500.
500 people, and they have their own 5K, and they're celebrating 125 years of incorporation in the
exactly.
city, right?
Yes, correct. And on Saturday morning at 7:30 is the packet pickup, but at 8 o'clock the race starts. It's 5K. You're heading south through town, and then afterwards there is an omelet feed. But the cool thing about the race is they are medaling the top three runners of each age category. And I believe each gender as well.
Wow.
Yes. And so...
So I've got a shot is what you're saying.
We both have a great shot.
I think you more than me. You know, I'm hoping, you know, my workouts have been sporadic. Mm-hmm. I've put on a little weight since Lincoln. I'm just kind of hoping that the muscle memory.
Exactly. We'll come back in.
It's only 5K, right? It's just a 3 mile.
Exactly.
Runner. I figure I'll puke at the end. Right?
No big deal.
There's omelets.
Omelets.
Kind of clean up the barf taste.
Yeah.
After you're done, maybe a little coffee. So, yeah, I'm going into this one, and we'll report back on the results for next week. I don't really know if I'll medal or not.
I'm pretty sure you will.
I'm still struggling with an injury from Lincoln.
It's, right.
So I'm not going to push it too hard. I am going to have a good time.
Yes.
And I'm excited about this omelet feed at the
Me
end.
Me too.
You know, it sounds kind of cool. And it's your hometown, so I'm
it
probably going to get to meet some of your friends.
Exactly.
High school friends out there, maybe?
Yes, a lot of my high school friends will be back, and community friends will be there, and family members. So you can meet all of them too.
So if you want to know what we're doing, just Google Dodge Nebraska Q125. There's a site. They actually have a really good site dedicated to the whole weekend.
Exactly.
And if you're anywhere near Dodge, Nebraska, if you're here in the Omaha area, it's about 2 hours.
About two. Actually, only really one and a half.
Okay, depending. So pretty quick.
Yeah.
If packet pickups, if I need to be there at 7, I need to leave here about 5, a little after 5. Okay.
Because for you, it'll probably be 2 hours since you're more.
Mm-hmm. Down south in Bellevue there.
That's right.
Down in the Average Guy Studios in Bellevue, Nebraska.
Exactly.
Right? And so, yeah, we've got that coming up this weekend, so that'll be a blast. I know you're in fabulous shape right now, right? I mean, everything's clicking for you?
Everything's going well so far. I got my new latest arch supports in. I'm going back tomorrow just to fine-tune them up. I got them little...
I'm sure it's a good idea without practicing with them. I mean, we know how that went for the half marathon.
Well, these won't be brand new. They're just getting a little trimming on.
All right.
So the left one's perfect. Now the right one, I think, is shaved down a little too low. So I can feel it still torquing on my knee from that. So that'll improve it. And last Friday, I did a 5K and had my best time in a long while.
Wow. And what is that?
22:30.
Wow.
I really want to get down into the 21s. That would make
flying,
me so happy.
Jamie Eichmeier.
Oh.
Flying. Wow, good for you. You got the eye of the tiger going on.
That's right. I am focused and ready.
You are. Folks can't see this, of course. You know, this is an audio recording, but you got the eye of the tiger. I mean, you're kind of like, oh, I'm going to get that.
Yes.
Very nice. So, anything.
And thanks to my Garmin, I've been watching my Garmin. I'm like, okay, I cannot let myself get slower than like 740s. You know, I have to stay with it.
Yeah, my goal is to stay with you, by the way. So
awesome.
I'm going to show up, fat old man, basically, right?
No.
I'm going to get there. I got a little pot belly going on from just eating anything I've wanted to over the last, you know, the belt's back out a loop.
Oh, right? Shoot.
Although that was a little, that's the lowest I'd been at 203. That's the lowest I'd been in 15 years. So probably back to 210 really at this point.
Not bad. You can get that down.
I can get it back off.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to start with you and I'm going to keep up with you just as long as I possibly can.
Awesome.
So that's the plan.
I'm just going until I'm going to really push the legs.
So, well, good.
Yes.
Good. Anything else? Are you going to do anything else at this 125 event this weekend?
So they have a full day's events worth on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And if you look on the website, you can see all that. And Friday night, they have fireworks and a bunch of things going on during the day. But Saturday, during the day, they have a bunch of kids things going on and a co-ed softball tournament. And I really want to play in the softball tournament, but we'll see how that goes. And do a bunch of stuff with the kids. And then that night they have hot air balloon rides. So
very cool.
I hope to take part in that. And then on Sunday they have a grand parade. And all 3 days I think they have bingo and they have barbecue meals or like I think on Sunday it's even a steak sandwich.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And of course they have craft shows, you know, and the ladies are going to cook their home made pies and have bake sales. And
very cool.
Yeah.
You know, I love small town.
Right? Oh, yeah.
You know, I love small town Nebraska. We've talked about this on the podcast before. So really excited to go out, do this event. We're going to take the portable Average Guy Studios.
That's right.
With us.
Bring it all the way to Dodge.
And we're going to do some podcasting, maybe even a little bit of live stuff right before, although no one's going to be up. It's Saturday morning. Nobody's going to be up. You know what? Last night, I woke up this morning. I don't know why. I woke up this morning and I rolled over and I said, Sarah, what day is it? And I swear I thought it was Saturday.
No way.
I was late. Yeah. I was so.
Oh, no.
I woke up. And why? I don't know why. I'm like, what day is it? What day is it? What day is it?
Yes.
She's like, it's Thursday. I'm like, I was so relieved. I'm like, oh, I didn't miss the race.
Oh.
So I'm a little excited about it. I mean, it's going to be fun.
Right.
But you know how you just sometimes you just don't even know who
I know.
Are when you wake up. So
like this morning, I'm like, oh my gosh, yes. I was thinking today, too. I'm like, okay, what day is it? I'm like, wow, I need to start packing. I need to start getting the race clothes ready. Mm-hmm. And
now you're going to stay with your parents. Are your parents live up there? Are you have family?
They do, but you know what? I stayed up there the night before the Norfolk Half Marathon, and I was up every hour that night because my daughter, she couldn't sleep well, and then it was storming, and I can't sleep well because there's noises I'm not used to and lights. Okay. And
yeah, so you're going to come up the morning up?
Yes.
Okay, very
good. I'm
going
to leave the house probably about 6, 6:15.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we'll probably see each other maybe on the way.
We could follow each other. Who
something
knows,
like that.
You know?
We could meet somewhere in between or something like that.
Yeah,
so
that would be good.
It'll be good. Well, looking forward to that. It'll be a fun weekend. We'll come back next week with some results of that.
And great results and medals.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. You know, let me talk about this a little bit. So I'd love to get some listener input on this too. So send us emails, podcast@theaverageguy.tv. You know, over the last couple of years, I've been doing all these races and the half marathons and the marathons give out medals.
Yes,
right?
They
do. And so I've got on my desk two handfuls. I mean, I probably have 10
cool
medals. Now, I mean, that's not as cool. I mean, you just get them for finishing.
Yeah.
Well, finishing. I mean, I've got 4 for finishing marathons. All right.
That's
an accomplishment.
That's awesome.
I'll take it. What do you do with those things?
You know, you could buy like a metal box. I've seen them at Michael's, you know, and just display them all in a box. That's probably about, you know, 2 to 3 inches deep.
Yeah. Well, if you're a runner and you've got medals and you've done something cool with them,
yeah,
send us a picture. Snap a little shot of it. Send us a picture. Post it online at theaverageguy.tv. Something along the lines.
We
really like
that.
To see what people are doing with their medals because I don't know what to do with mine. And I know I've already lost.
I know.
I lost last year's Trek Up the Tower medal.
Oh, I don't. Oh, I think that's still in my junk drawer.
Yeah, well, exactly. I think it would be cool, though, to find some way to put those in something and hang them on the wall and at least do something with them rather than them just collecting junk on the drawer. So send us your suggestions. Love to know what you're doing with these medals. The bibs, the race bibs, right?
I
scan those in on my scanner, and then I add them to my blog post. And I basically turned that blog into my running blog. So it talks about some training, although I've kind of fallen off on posting about training. But every race that I do a race recap on there as well. And so I put the bib there. So those are there forever. Now I can always go back and see what my number was.
And I just love your running blog. I mean, it talks about your runs and it really motivates me because I'm like, yeah, you know, and you talk about how you feel before and after and how the training went. And I'm like, oh, that's great.
It's fun. I enjoy it. That's no different to get to that. No different than the average guy. It's just theaverageguy.me.
Me.
For me. Theaverageguy.me, get out there and you can see my running blog. If you go back a ways, there's some technology stuff in it. Before I really kind of formulated that as my running blog, I did some other things with it. But let me encourage folks, and you don't have to run to do a blog of sort, but you know, a blog doesn't have to be about the public. It can be just for you. It can be kind of an online journal. So if you don't want to sit down and write something out, you're better typing things. Let's face it, we're all better typers probably now than we are writers for the most part.
Oh, yes. But
if you ever want to do that, you can create a WordPress blog, and you probably didn't know this, Jamie, but you can create a WordPress blog that's private just to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Your login, your username and login, you're the only one that can get to it.
Ooh.
So if you've thought about creating a blog or a journal or a diary, whatever you want to call it, you don't want people to see it, it's just for you, but you want to add things like pictures and clippings, you know, and I would say clippings, I really mean like desktop clippings, right? Things you would pull out of other sites. WordPress.com, create the blog and then set it private. So a good little suggestion for anybody that doesn't want to make it public.
That's good. I didn't even know about that.
Yeah.
That's
very
perfect.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, I did want to highlight, we did have a reader from the financial tech side. I encouraged him. I sent him an email back and encouraged him to listen to the other shows. But Sam said, I stumbled across your podcast on iTunes and I'm enjoying the content. Your show came up on a search for Dave Ramsey. So we,
you know
Dave Ramsey.
Yeah,
we talked
yeah.
about him a lot in the fitness, or I mean in the credit union
yeah.
and the financial tech podcast. Since you mentioned going through Financial Peace in the very first episode. So we just started Financial Peace back then. I'm sure I'll enjoy your future podcasts. And Sam, we hope that you do, especially those that talk about your progress on the Total Money Makeover. That's a Dave Ramsey type deal. And in your case, Jamie, maybe the Total Fitness Makeover.
Exactly.
Maybe that's a new program we should come up with.
That would be perfect.
The Total Fitness Makeover.
With nutrition.
Mm-hmm. As well as topics related to planning, mint.com, Excel budgeting analysis, and the conservative use of credit. So thanks, Sam, for writing in. We'll talk about that on the Financial Tech Podcast as well. But when we do get letters from listeners, I do like to bring them up. So if you have a story, you want to share something with us, success, question, podcast at theaverageguy.tv.
And we love what you have to say. And if you have any questions or if you want us to talk about a subject, we would be more than happy to do that.
We love
good content.
No, we do. Mm-hmm. We do. You know, we do this weekly. Sometimes, not always. You and I are both talkers, so it's not hard to get together for an hour.
Sure. We could podcast. That sounds great.
That's why I love podcasting with you.
10 p.m., does that work for you?
We've done a few super late at night.
Yep.
And you just pull them off, so it works for us. Send us your questions. It'd be great. Hey, so outside our offices right now, the Missouri River is rising.
Rising fast.
35.5 or something like that today.
Didn't increase like overnight?
It did. It went up a couple inches last night. I think we saw a 3 or 4 inch increase. We are well above flood stage at this point. And the downtown is only not flooded because we have a very strong levee system.
Thank goodness.
And hopefully that'll hold up through the summer. But it has disrupted a lot of workout plans for
folks.
Right. And so we used to run across the bridge and turn left, and that was a 10K, and we turn right, and that was a 3 mile. We can no longer do those things.
No, they closed both trails over the pedestrian bridge from Nebraska to Iowa. So there goes two of our running routes, and then another running route to Anchor Inn. So there was another 3 mile.
A lot of
our
routes are taken.
Now they're adding dirt there, so they must be trying to build a levee type
are.
Thing.
I think they're afraid that that's going to flood. But so a couple weeks ago, you and I talked about, it might even been last week, I can't remember, but we talked about some running alternatives when your running routes go away or
that's
there's a disaster.
Right.
Jamie, talk a little about what if you get stuck, if you're on the road or you get stuck inside, right? And I know we've talked about this months ago, but let's just... It's summer. It's
It is. It's super hot outside.
Super hot, right? And today, 100 and something.
Oh, exactly.
And if you're in the South, you're probably saying, it's that way every day. But there's just days you don't want to go outside, right?
So, and in Nebraska, it gets really humid. So that just makes it so much worse.
Just it's awful. So what are some things I can do inside from a fitness perspective to keep my workouts going?
Inside, you can bike if you are at your house and you just have a bike. You can buy a bike stand where it holds your bike up and you can pedal on there. It's kind of like a spinning type exercise then. You can go
on. They call that a trainer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, bike trainer. Yep, there you go. And then treadmill work, that's always good. You can get your runs in, or, you know, walk on an incline that's about similar to burning the same as amount of calories as running. So if you're not a runner, yes.
Walking incline.
Walking at a high incline.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Without holding on. You and can't be holding on.
The highest.
Like 5% around there.
Okay.
You could even go higher, but
and that's doable. I've done that before.
Exactly.
Okay.
That burns a lot of calories.
Wow. Okay.
Then you have your elliptical trainer. That's great. It's kind of like running, but there's no impact on your knees and your spine. And that doesn't burn nearly as many calories, but still good workout. Good way to get your heart rate up. And you could also go on a stairmill, Stairmaster. And there's two different kinds. One's like a step where you just step and it doesn't have revolving stairs. And the stairmill does have revolving stairs, and that's an intense workout. You can burn a lot of calories that way.
I hate those things.
Oh, they're beasts.
They are brutal. I have nightmares.
Really?
Yeah.
About the stairmill?
I would, yes.
Did you fall down on it before?
No, it's just hard. It is really hard. We do a level 20 challenge here at Gallup.
Yes, we do.
Crank that thing all the way up, and then it's as long as you can stay on it. And that is just death.
I need to do that again so I can top your time.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, we're close on times, aren't we?
That's right.
Yeah.
Really close, like a matter of seconds.
I know. So that's just brutal. Jamie, so those are some things that I can do if I have money. Right, because what if I don't have a stairmill? What if I don't have a treadmill?
I mean, you have a jump rope. You can buy a jump rope for like $3.
Okay.
You know, that's a great cardio workout.
Okay, out in the garage, maybe.
Exactly. Okay. Or buy a kettlebell. It's a weight. You can get a great cardio workout in with that while adding in plyometrics to your workout.
Yeah, and that's something. The kettlebell workout is something you can probably find the moves on YouTube, right?
That's
so go
right.
to YouTube.
Easy.
Maybe Google kettlebell workout.
Kettlebell exercises. And I'll pull up a whole string of exercises and show you the exact technique and form by someone demonstrating it for you.
Very nice. All that's
which is great.
Yeah, and those kettlebells aren't terribly expensive, right?
No.
Can I buy those at like Walmart or Target?
Yes,
or,
you can. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then
from a beginner standpoint, what kind of weight would you recommend that I?
From beginner, I mean for females, 5 to 10 pounds because they go in 5 pound increments. But for males, you know, 20-25 pounds.
Yeah.
Around there.
And it doesn't have to even be a kettlebell, right? If I've got something in my
house. It could be a dumbbell. It could be a big laundry detergent, you know, bottle.
There you go. I mean,
those things are heavy.
They are, right? And they have a handle.
And they have a handle, right. So it's kind of like a kettlebell.
Kind of lift that up.
Exactly.
And yeah. Okay.
In one of my classes I teach a total body conditioning class, and we didn't have any weights lower than 5 pounds. And so this lady used her water bottle, and it was perfect. It was
like
1.5 pounds
each. Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, you could do that, or even like a 2 gallon, think of like a milk jug. You could fill that with sand and weigh that. That could be a good weight, you know, a good 10 pounds for sure. Yeah.
If I have stairs in my house, you know, most people now here in the Midwest, that's real common, right? Basement to the first level.
Right.
If I have stairs, can I repeat those stairs and get a pretty good
absolutely.
Workout out of it? Okay.
Yeah. You can run
so
up and down the stairs. You can even do lunges off the stairs, calf raises while standing on the bottom step.
Oh, calf raises.
Yep.
Okay.
Hold on to weights while doing that. You know, you can even have your hands on the stair, take a few steps down and do tricep dips off of them. Work your triceps. I mean, you can even do push-ups off the stairs, decline and incline push-ups.
Yeah, right. So if you're not good at push-ups, that's a great way to do incline push-ups,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
What about public buildings maybe that are 4 or 5 stories,
see,
right, that you can
phenomenal.
Get into them?
You could keep running flights of stairs that way, you know. It's 10, I'm not sure how many flights are a mile, but I mean, you could get in a great workout that way, burn a lot of calories.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things I always wish Runkeeper does not have a stair.
Come on, Runkeeper
people.
And
I haven't checked in a while, so because, you know, we'll go back to stairs in the fall, right, as we get ready for trekking.
Exactly.
The top again. So I haven't checked. I've been away from stairs for a couple months. But, you know, when I stayed in Vegas.
There you go, Sahara.
I was in the Sahara, which, by the way, they're tearing down.
They are?
They're going to tear it down. It's done. It's closed.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, so no more.
Why?
I'm the last person to record an ascent.
Oh, I'm sure.
In the stairwell.
Maybe first and last.
I might be the only one dumb enough. That was a nasty stairwell.
Ew.
It was terrible.
I can imagine.
I did it. I was just going back through some videos. We did a home server show meetup this last weekend in Madison, Wisconsin, which, by the way, you told me to eat lots of fruits and vegetables.
You didn't listen?
Baconator.
Oh, no.
It was terrible. You didn't listen? Why do you even question me on that? Of course I didn't listen. I'm in rebellion
dear.
Mode right now. I don't know why. What's wrong with me?
Well, So Saturday will whip you to it.
Yeah, that's right. I am counting on Saturday as kind of being an entry point back into it. And then I think Carrie and I are talking about maybe trying to get together Sunday. Although I don't think that's going to work because I've got a lunch thing. But maybe Sunday evening I can meet her somewhere. We can get a quick run in and get that done. But I basically have no idea where I was going with all that. I have no idea how we got
Sahara
all the way out.
Podcasting.
Sahara stairs. Anyway, so there's some alternative workouts for folks. You don't have to be stuck.
You don't have to go. Exactly. I mean, there's some type of equipment laying around that you can use for a workout. If you don't have anything, you can use your own body. You could do, you know, just your own body weight lunges and squats and push-ups off the floor and tricep dips off of your kitchen chair. And you can even do incline decline push-ups off your kitchen chair. So you just need your own self. You can also do traveling workouts with the resistance band. That's like $5, $10. Oh. And travel with it, and you could do a whole total body workout with that.
Yeah, that's a good thing to practice with at home first.
It is.
Have that routine down so you can get it done. Let me ask you a question. Doing 100, so I do 100 push-ups, and say I do them in four sets of 25 over the course of 10 minutes, right? Is there any difference between that and doing one set of 10 every 10 minutes for 10 hours?
There is.
Okay.
Because the closer you do it together, your muscles will fatigue, so you won't be able to do as many, and you're really breaking down the muscle and tearing it down. Whereas if you space it out, you're really building the muscle better because it's not getting fatigued as well, as fast, and then you can really do perfect formed push-ups.
So from your opinion, what's a better workout? I mean, is it better to do 25 in the course of 10 minutes or 10 over the course of 10 hours?
I mean, I think it's good to change it up, do both, you know.
You know, because 10 push-ups is something, when I was in the military, we used to do push-ups all day long.
Wow.
Right? I mean, not in...
So when you're bored or...
No. When you're being punished.
Okay.
Right? Right. Now, and this was mostly in basic training and in advanced training.
Okay.
But yeah, every time you did something wrong, and sometimes the drills would make up things that you did wrong.
Oh,
just
geez.
So they could get you to do push-ups, right?
That's
that was
funny.
That was the whole idea. And you do anywhere from 250 to 300 push-ups a day.
Wow.
But that'd be spread across the day.
Exactly. Right? That's doable.
But that has benefit to you, right?
Yes, it does.
If I'm doing, and we do 20 at a time, that was kind of the number. You'd drop and give me 10 or drop and give me 20.
Right.
That still has merit. So if you're doing something, I always think at my computer, right? And I tell my dad to do this. He watches so much crap TV during the day. Then he complains about how he can't move around. I'm like, Dad, every commercial, stand up, walk to the door, walk back, sit down. I mean, now in his condition, that's a lot of work the way he is right now. But I'm thinking about you and me. I'm in the office.
Yes.
Now, this might be creepy for some people, but could I get up every hour?
Absolutely.
Walk somewhere and do something, walk back, right?
For sure. There's this research study done, and they took, I don't know how many people, and one group, one study of people was office sitters. You know, they sit 8 hours during the day, 6 to 8 hours the whole day. They don't get up and move around, but they are avid workout people. So they exercise, you know, regularly, but they're sitting the whole day. And then their counterpart study was people who didn't work out, but they took breaks throughout the day, like every hour or so they got up, just walked around, sat back down. Who do you think lived longer and was in better overall health?
I don't know. Who? But
those who took frequent breaks and got up, because the body can't handle sitting there and it just gets really tight and sluggish and, you know, your heart isn't getting as strong, your cells kind of aren't working properly. And so those who moved around and kept the blood flow moving, those were better off overall.
So us ADD people
are
going to live a little bit longer.
That's right.
And I can't sit still for longer than 30 minutes. I'll just be honest with you.
Which is perfect.
Yeah. So I get up, move around. I walk around. I talk to people. You know, I try and keep that activity going.
Good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, shake your leg while you're sitting there. Take frequent, you know, bathroom breaks. Go get water. You should be drinking water throughout the day. You know,
I don't drink enough water. I need to do a better job of that.
That will help.
A lot of folks traveling. And we often talk about hotel workouts, so we won't cover that. What about inside the car? What if I have a 13-hour drive from here to Nashville? And I think it's actually farther than that. But say I have that 13-hour. Say it is 13 hours from here to Nashville. Are there some things I can do that you know of inside the car while I'm driving that are safe?
Take a dumbbell with you or a kettlebell while you're driving. You do one arm bicep curls.
So hold on to the steering wheel.
Yeah, one arm.
And kinda, you might look crazy, right?
Right.
People are like, what's going on with that guy?
I mean, I've seen people shave and drive and read books and drive.
Right,
so
which is not safe.
This is way better.
Right, yeah. Right. So you're keeping one hand on the wheel and work out on the switch.
Right,
and work out.
Switch.
I've also heard somebody say you can grab the wheel and use it like plyometrics, yes. Right? So squeeze
exactly.
In, let go.
Squeeze
in and hold.
There you go.
Let go. Squeeze in and hold, and you don't look so stupid.
Right,
and you keep both
right.
Hands on the wheel.
Yeah.
Right.
And also have a little ball, and you can put it between your knees and squeeze
in.
Work
there you
your
go.
Adductors.
Set the cruise.
There you
right?
go.
Make sure there's no traffic going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And then give that a little.
So you're not going faster and slower.
What's the recommendation on brakes from a vehicle standpoint? I mean, I that would apply to like the office setting, right?
Yes, it would.
Maybe every hour or two, it's a good idea to get out,
yeah,
walk around, stretch
for
some
sure.
things out, right?
Every hour and a half, the very longest, because your body, I mean, you're sitting there and tightening up and you start getting really tired, and that could be almost worse than a drunk driver if you're super tired,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Or
so
take
frequent breaks, especially with sitting that long. It's, you know, it's probably hard to get exercise in, so frequent breaks will really help.
Yeah. From a technology standpoint, you could stick some wires out of your phone, and every time it rings, it could shock you.
Yeah. Then, yeah.
No, just kidding. That, I was thinking.
Kind of like a little taser.
Yeah. 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 Okay. I need to stay awake. And,
right.
And that is, you know, I find the exercise isn't the hard part. It's the nutrition while traveling. That's difficult.
Definitely.
And it's tough to carry. You know, what I should have done on Friday is swung by the grocery store on the way out, loaded up with grapes.
Yes.
And a banana.
Perfect snacks.
And some, you know, apples and some of those things, and just wolfed on those the whole way across the country.
That's right.
And I did okay. It wasn't terrible. I kind of skipped lunch, so to speak, and I did a very late lunch, early dinner.
Okay.
So I kind of did one meal instead of, so I kind
See,
of
that's
I did
worse
limit
off.
My caloric intake. Really?
Yeah.
That's
because,
true. That's
because you're lowering your metabolism and your blood sugar levels, and then you're going to eat more because...
Well, I had some snacks, though.
Well, that's good.
I took some trail mix with
okay.
me. I took a protein bar.
Okay.
So that I had those for lunch, then had that dinner, and then just kind of a little more grazing of some... I think it was healthier. I'm having trouble remembering now, but I think while you're traveling, a little less... A
yes.
little less food.
That's right.
More frequently
yes.
is probably
Correct.
The key, right?
That is the perfect key.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And some great tips for 4th of July is coming up for healthy eating when you're at picnics and you're deciding what should I pick. A burger is a lot better than a hot dog or a brat.
Really?
A lot better.
Oh, okay.
I mean, because they're grilling out that fat and there's not all those preservatives in a burger like there is in a hot dog and a brat. And that will fill you up. It's good protein. The best would be a 93% lean hamburger, but, you know, it's hard to control that.
Yeah, that crappy Walmart stuff that, did I say Walmart out loud? You know,
that store.
Like 15% meat.
Yeah.
Start with a pound and it cooks down to, you know, a quarter of a pound.
Like a hockey puck.
Some bad meat. Don't do that.
No.
Don't do that. You get what you pay for.
Oh, for sure. Skip the bun on the burger. You don't need those empty calories from the bread. There's no nutrients in bread, no vitamins really. So don't waste your calories on that. When choosing salads, choose a fruit salad or vegetable-based salad. Stay away from your mayonnaise-based salads, especially in the heat. That's pretty leery because,
right.
I mean, it could catch bacteria fast. So stick with the fruit and the vegetables, as many fruit and vegetables as possible, and hydrate on water and not beer or liquor.
What?
Yes, you're going to dehydrate yourself. I mean, you can have a drink.
Beer is the nectar of the gods.
Well, drink it with lime. The lime, amazingly,
yeah, I've heard that.
Flows down the insulin response. So it's not going to shoot your insulin levels up and then down as fast.
But one beer is not bad, right?
No, yeah. Your liver can handle 2 alcoholic drinks. Anything over 2, your liver turns into fat.
Wow.
So.
It's good to know.
Space it out with water.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of that stuff going on.
Right.
This summer. Jamie, have you come across any, besides your orthotics, have you come across any technology this summer yet that you'd kind of latch on to and say, wow, that's kind of cool?
I absolutely love my Garmin. I've heard so many people say that they've got Garmins for Father's Day or, you know, some sort of...
Now, which Garmin do you have?
I have the 305.
305.
With the heart rate monitor.
Okay.
Although I haven't used the heart rate monitor lately, and I'm not really concerned about that right now. I just really want it for the pacing and the mileage.
Okay.
Time.
That you have to take off and then plug into your computer and download the
correct
the runs.
Right.
And then
although I found this new tidbit. If you say you go outside and you're waiting forever for the satellites to connect with the Garmin, set it down on the ground and it connects a lot faster.
Really?
Which is crazy. I know, but it works.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good tip for those folks
thought?
Using Garmin. My goal is to get one of the new Garmins, the new 110s. And they're a little bit smaller.
That's right.
A little more, it's more like a watch. I might even wear
more
that every
compact.
Day. I thought running with my phone would be an option, and it worked for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I've said this on the show before, the best Garmin is your friend's Garmin.
Yes.
And, so I've been running with Dave and he's, from time to time he keeps track. And then one of the nice features on Runkeeper is we're friends they call them street team.
Oh, okay.
And so he just tags me along on his run, and then it automatically adds those stats into mine.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is very cool.
Wow.
So not everybody needs to have the Garmin on or track it in that way if you want to keep track of it. So Dave loves that. He's got the right watch. He's got one of the bigger, the 205s, I think.
Okay.
I think that's what it is. So a little tip, a little technology trip. If everybody's using Runkeeper. They really have become
Everyone loves Runkeeper.
Popular.
See, but I don't have a high-tech phone, so I don't have Runkeeper.
Right, right. Now, you could do Runkeeper with your Garmin.
Really?
Yeah, you don't need to have the phone to do it. Yeah, so this is what Dave does.
Is there a Jane on the Garmin then with the Runkeeper?
Well, no. So don't think of it as using Runkeeper while you're running, right?
Okay.
So if you have a Garmin.
Oh, just for tracking.
Right.
Okay.
So when you get home and you're downloading that,
You
can download that file. When you're selecting your activity, you can select the file that Garmin creates as the map.
That's
and
crazy.
It will upload that map directly from the Garmin file that's created.
Wow.
Right? And so it puts it in Garmin. It puts it in Runkeeper, time, distance, elevation, all that stuff is embedded in the Garmin file. And I forget the extension that they call it, but all that information is in there. So you can use your Garmin. Maybe that's something you might want to try, and then you can update Runkeeper with your runs and join our street team and be able to keep track of all that stuff. So yeah, a little technology tip for those folks. If you have a Garmin and you don't want to run with a big old phone. I've done it. I did it for about 6 months, and I really thought it'd be cool, and it is.
Now, did you ever once sweat out your phone, or was that someone else?
Say that again.
They sweat so much that it shorted out their phone.
Oh, it didn't short it out. In fact, for a while, I was covering it in cellophane. Remember,
right,
I was wrapping it up in that green.
Yes.
The green industrial strength.
It was industrial strength.
It's the stuff we get our towels wrapped
in,
right? And so it was a good way of. There's another tip for you for your technology gear, right? You can wrap that stuff up in cellophane. I went and buy the Saran wrap to do it.
No, that's
that
too
didn't
thin.
Work very well. It's too thin. It doesn't cling as well as you want it to.
Oh yeah.
The stuff that they use at department stores to wrap up the boxes, you've seen it. They take a pallet and they put a bunch of crap on it and then they wrap that thing up so it'll ship across the store without all the stuff falling off. And then they just snip that cellophane off.
Like movers wrap.
Exactly.
Yes.
No, that's super industrial strength cling wrap. Wrap your phone in that when you're running, and the wrap will still allow you to control your phone through the wrap.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is very cool.
Huh.
And then when you're done, it's just disposable. You just peel
exactly.
it off and throw it away. And
no big deal.
You're good to go. In our case, you guys go through tons of that stuff a week, and so I can grab just pieces of it to take with me.
Perfect.
In the winter, I wasn't as worried because I wasn't creating as much perspiration, and so I didn't wrap my phone in the winter. But if you're worried about electronics gear, maybe you're biking or something along those lines and you're worried about your electronics gear, that'd be a good way to cover it.
Yeah, right on.
Very cool. So I'll walk you through the Runkeeper thing. Maybe we can get you set up and on Runkeeper.
That would be great.
That'd be kind of fun because we do, this fall, you and I need to get some more runs
for sure.
So,
right on.
Well, Jamie, we've come to the end of another Fitness Tech podcast. They always just...
fly by.
Don't they fly by?
Yes.
Some good advice for folks with summertime here, although the fall is coming for us, and we've got some half marathons out ahead of us. Grand Island's out there, Omaha. Although I may not be able to run either one at this point a scheduling standpoint. Yeah, so I have to look ahead at that. Yeah, no. Got some things coming up that may bump those. But fall is a good time to get back into your running schedule.
No matter what, the Corporate Cup,
Corporate Cup is in the books.
Oh, yes.
I'm for sure reserving that weekend away. And so hopefully you are looking ahead and scheduling your runs that are coming up. Get some goals out there. I think that's been my problem of late is I don't have a lot of goals to run towards at the moment. And I've been super, super busy at work. And so it's been tough to kind of see. We did a lot of work with the College World Series that was here, and I took some vacation, and my son got married, and so life kind of ran away from me for a while.
Oh, yeah.
The good news is we'll come back.
That's right.
You can always get back on the horse.
Always back on. Horse is always there.
Perfect. Well, I'll remind folks if they want to write us, send us some suggestions, something you'd like us to talk about, or just read some encouraging news. We like the good stuff.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, if you're just going to criticize, I'm not going to read it. But you can send those emails, podcast@theaverageguy.tv. You can find us on Facebook. Just by searching for The Average Guy Podcast, or you can follow me on Twitter, get all the most recent updates about what's going on around The Average Guy site. Just follow me at Jay Collison. Jamie, we're less than 48 hours away from a big 5K race.
I'm so excited.
We're making way bigger of a deal about this race than even they are. Isn't that funny?
Oh my gosh,
so,
it is.
So watch for, we're going to try and do some live podcasting there.
Yes.
Talk to the race director, maybe interview
a few of your
friends.
He's in.
Good. Good. We'll talk a little bit about what it takes to put on a race like that.
That'd be great.
And so have some good stuff maybe around that. Watch for that on the Average Guy Network. Jamie, have a great week. We'll see you this Saturday.
Thank you too. See you Saturday.
All right.
Listen.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh,
wow,
Adam.
Adam.
Making a sacrifice.
Cool. Oh, thanks.
On our 100th show, can you hear?
This is crazy.
Yeah, I didn't. Wow.
Can you hear yourself?
Yeah.
This is the first time Jamie's had headphones on. Switch, turn around so that your mic or your cable it comes off on the other side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it doesn't really matter. Okay.
It's formed.
Oh.
Well, this does say right, so.
Yeah. So neener, neener, neener.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, doesn't it change the...
It does.
Yeah, it does. So, is the level okay? Is it too loud, too soft? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, good.
I can.
Isn't that creepy? Mostly because he has a creepy voice.
I can.
Andy's kind of metro.
I'm going to get you.
Luke.
I watched that Modern Family episode last night.
Really?
Yeah, that was funny.
Why are you watching Modern Family, Jamie?
It's a funny show.
It is funny. It's kind of crass, though.
All right, here we go. It's a little loud.
What did I say? Show 36?
Yes, 36.
What?
Six months we've been doing this. Actually,
no way.
This is the seventh month.
Is that better?
Much better. Okay. Thank you.
This is the seventh month.
Huh. That's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Do you watch Modern Family?
I don't. Just because I'm podcasting too much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I watch
very
little TV.
Why DVR it, so?
I DVR Craig Ferguson, the Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson.
Mm.
Oh, dude. Off the charts funny.
Really?
Yes. Funniest show on TV right now. By far.
Huh.
He's the,
DVR.
Not only is he the best late night guy.
Yeah.
Might be the funniest guy on TV.
Really?
He is on it right now.
Oh my gosh.
It's just they have to do a lot of bleeping on him, but he is just hilarious. So late with Craig Ferguson. Yeah, just DVR it because he's on at 11:30.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to stay up that late. So no. I DVR it and that's we could probably talk about this on the show. Ooh, let's do that. Let's talk about fitness stuff that we watch on TV.
Yes. Okay.
All right, here we go.
Well, I don't really watch fitness stuff on TV.
Oh, well, I'll talk about what I watch and you can make comments.
How's that sound? That sounds great.
How's that sound? All right.